And 6:06, it is overcast and 66 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 77. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma's Attorney General agrees to a 6-month stay of execution for a death row inmate scheduled to die next week. Attorney General Scott Pruitt's office says it will not object to a 180-day stay while last month's bungled execution is under review. The next inmate on death row is Charles Warner. His attorney is Madeline Cohen.
States should not be conducting experimental, untested experimental execution methods without complete transparency in the process.
Warner is sent to die for the murder of an 11-month-old girl. Governor Fallon's Democratic opponent in the race for governor wants what he calls a real independent probe into last week's botched execution of a death row inmate. State Representative Joe Dorman of Rush Springs said yesterday that he wants the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation to conduct the investigation into last week's execution of Clayton Lockett. The Tulsa City Council looks for ways to save community theater under a new proposed budget that cuts many theater programs.
The budget cuts $245,000 from the Henthorne Park Performing Arts Center. That money covers building operations and pays the three employees running the theater programs. Parks Director Lucy Dahlman says the employees would likely be reassigned to different parks.
Hopefully doing theater programs, but it would not, it would not be like the current setup where it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
In a budget committee meeting, several city councilors said citizens are already asking them to save the programs. From City Hall, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A 55-year-old man is dead after riding his bicycle into the middle of rush hour traffic on South Riverside Drive. The incident happened late yesterday afternoon near 87th and Riverside. Scam artists posing as Tulsa County deputies are ripping people off. Sheriff's Major Shannon Clark says crooks are using names of actual law enforcement officers, and according to witnesses, are very convincing.
What they'll do is they convince these people that they have warrants outstanding and the easiest way to take care of it is over the phone, and they give them instructions to go to a retailer and get what they call a green dot card, which is basically, it's a prepaid Visa type card that you can put a certain dollar figure on it, and then they ask them to give them that access number.
Clark says it is a scam. Neither the sheriff nor any other law enforcement agency conducts business that way, and he says anyone who receives a suspicious call is asked to report it to the sheriff's office or to the police department. Oklahoma forestry officials say rain is reducing the fire danger in parts of the state, but the areas most at risk have seen minimal precipitation this week. Oklahoma Forestry Service officials said yesterday that more than 52 square miles of Oklahoma burned since last Sunday. 30 people are arrested in raids in Enid and in Oklahoma City as agents break up a large drug trafficking ring. Mark Woodward with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs says dealers brought in as much as 2 pounds of crystal meth and several ounces of heroin each week into Enid.
Yeah, it was a very substantial bust because while it won't end the drug sales in Enid, it certainly is going to put a dent in it.
Woodward says other suspects are still being sought. Our weather forecast, just a slight chance of some rain this morning, becoming partly sunny and mild, a high of 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and mild with afternoon thunderstorm chances, a high of 71. And for Mother's Day, breezy and warm with a high of 86. National Weather Service radar shows rain shifting off to the northeast out of Oklahoma. Right now, it is overcast in 66. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.